a story about how music can inspire creativity. It's a true story. The other evening, I was listening to a Frank Sinatra album, one with the song Makin' Whoopee. You know, the song that begins, Another Bride, Another June, Another Sunny Honeymoon. And I started thinking about June and weddings, and that's when creativity struck. What I thought I would do was swing by the gold and silver exchange and sell some of my old wedding rings from some of my old marriages. So I did. I felt a bit out of place, like I think I'd feel in a blood bank among people selling plasma. I had to wait my turn, and the longer I waited, the more out of place I felt. I was overdressed, for one thing, wearing my work clothes, including heels, sitting with my pocketbook primly on my lap. The owner of the gold and silver exchange was padding around barefoot, and the other customers were two women wearing overalls and tattoos. Not that I'm stereotyping by tattoos, it's just that I don't have tattoos or overalls. Plus, I had shoes. But to clear things up, I didn't have all that many wedding rings to sell. One was stolen years ago, but I did have the other one, which I don't think I'll ever use again. And I had some odds and ends of other jewelry, plus a couple of gold crowns off my teeth, and I don't think I'll be needing those either. Now, lest you get the wrong idea, there was no rancor involved in selling the wedding ring, but neither was there any sentimentality. I've had lots of fun with marriages, but not much luck. My first husband was a popular TV star. I was not. So this was the headline in the newspaper announcing our marriage. Mr. Zing weds. The second husband got short shrift recently when I was identified in Urban Tulsa this way. Connie Cronley, former wife of a local newspaper columnist. Ah, the lengths media sometimes go to avoid mentioning the competition. I worked at KTUL-TV 100 years ago. That's where I met the famous Mr. Zing. And at that time, local newspapers were so loath to mention television stations by name, unless we paid for an ad, that weatherman Don Woods joked that not even a miracle would persuade them to do it. He said, I can see the headline now. Virgin Mary appears at a local TV station. So I called Jay, the ex-husband and newspaper columnist, and told him my idea about selling the old wedding ring. He thought it was funny, like something Lucy and Ethel would do. He had no grounds for complaint anyway. He'd lost his ring at the car wash a week after the wedding. Well, the price of gold being what it is, I came away with a nice little windfall, and I called Jay immediately to brag about it. First, a long silence. Then he said, you know what? I've got an old gold ID bracelet around here somewhere. You can go sell it for me. Me go sell it, I said. What'll you be doing? And he said, oh, I'll be getting ready to go to the racetrack. So don't forget, folks. That's what you get, folks, for making whoopee.